Well, were people in this area, were they all hunting jobs? I mean, were jobs really hard to find?
Yeah, they were hard to find. A lot of people didn't have work. A lot of men, they had to cut cross ties and things like that for a living. I know Michael, he cut a lot of cross ties and sold them to this railroad company that my daddy worked at.
Well, was cotton farming, was it big business? Not necessarily in this area, it being hilly country, but was it big business back toward Talladega and Alpine area?
Yeah, over in Alpine and around Renfro, they had lots of cotton over there, and I have one over there and picked cotton for a friend of mine.
Did any of those people raising cotton have tenant farmers working on their place?
No, not that I know of.
Do you know of any tenant farmers in the area?
Well, I believe we did have a family to help us a couple of years that helped farm, you know, part of the land.
Well, could you tell me how you and your family would travel? How did y'all get around other than by train?
We had wagons, a wagon, until about 37, my dad bought a truck, and we traveled on the truck.
Before you got your truck, how often would you go to town other than the time that you were in school?
Well, about once or twice a year our family went to town, and that was when we carried the cotton off. And that was to get the food that we couldn't raise at home.
Well, you living out in a rural area, Miss Camp, I realize that sometimes news was slow to reach the area. Could you tell me how y'all did receive the news and what forms you got it in?
Well, we took the Atlanta Constitution. We got it once a week. I believe it was on Thursday. And we had a battery radio we listened to. And that was about the only way we had of hearing any kind of news.
What, did you get any news off the radio of the stock market crash in 1929 or from the paper?
I can't remember of any of that stock market.
Well, could you tell me, telephones, were they common in this area? Did your family have a telephone, or did any of your relatives have one anywhere?
No, we didn't have a telephone. There was one in the community. It was miles away, and everybody in the surrounding community had to go to that telephone if they wanted to call a doctor or something.
Was this the time period? This was the time period when doctors would make house calls, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Who was your doctor during this time period?
Dr. Jordan from Clay County usually came around through this community, and a lot of times he would spend the night with my grandmother, and he would see all the people in the community that was sick while he was in this area. Then he'd go back. He had a black sack so that he kept all of his pills for all kinds of ailments. And he'd give it out to the people that needed it. And then he would go back to his office in Iceland and fill up his bag again, he'd take off to another area.
Well, as compared to today's health care and the cost of it in today's time, what was his charges? How much did he charge? Was he expensive then, or was he very reasonable?
Well, he was very reasonable, because I know my grandmother would give him chickens and first one thing another, maybe butter and milk and things that she had on the farm, dairy and stuff to pay him for the visits he had with it.
Was that a common form of payment for him, or was that just with her? Is that the way everyone paid him, was just with goods like that, or did he get money in some cases?
Well, I imagine he got some money, but mostly the people were so hard up for money, so I think he took most anything he could get.
Was there a trading between families and neighborhoods around here as far as goods went? Like if your family had a good crop of corn and another family had a poor crop of it, would y'all trade out something with them?
Well, we never did have that situation in our community. Of course, there could have been some in other communities. I know my uncle, whenever he had a lot of cattle, whenever he killed one, he usually did, he would divide it up among all of his brothers and sisters, and we'd all have a little fresh meat, you know.
So the Depression was really a time where you had to help one another just to help yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, everybody seemed to be more friendly with one another than they are nowadays. They visited each other during the week and on Sunday evenings.
Could you think back, Miss Camp? You had told me once before about a tornado that came through Alabama and through this area. It was in 1932. As it came through Alabama, it killed 315 people. Could you give me some more information about this? Did it affect you or any of your neighbors?
Well, it didn't hit us too hard right in this area, but a few miles from here, it killed some Stockdale family, mother and daddy and a sister. And there was a lot of houses that was blown away, and there's another woman, Miss Qualls, that was killed. She was an elderly lady.
Did it upset the people of this area? Was there a turning out of the people to help the people that were hurt by this?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that helped. They'd come around and we'd give syrup and we'd give our vegetables and we'd have dried fruits and things, and everybody there's a wagon came along and took up all the food and stuff that people had to give to these people that was in need.
Well, we were talking a little while ago about transportation, and I was wondering, what type of roads did you have then? I know you didn't have the gravel or paved roads really out this way, but how did y'all maintain them, or did the county, state, or federal government take care of the roads?
Well, each community had to take care of their own roads. Each family had to work so many days a year on the roads. A lot of them that had so much work to do they couldn't take off when the roads got bad. It was The road stayed in a bad shape all the time because they didn't have the right things to work with like we do today. They just had a pick and a shovel and some...
Was this a busy area? Was the road out this way? Was it a main road? Or did just the community use this area?
Well, we had a lot of people that come through here from Birmingham. They had this hotel up here at Claremont Springs. There was a lot of people came from Birmingham. They'd come on the train and get off up there. But there's a lot of them that drove cars and they come through our place. And a lot of times they'd get stuck. My brother would go get his old mules, go down there and pull them out of the mud, and they'd give him a little money for it. That made him feel good.
What was the main attraction of this hotel? Why did so many people want to come to this area?
Well, it had about 12 different springs up there, and each one had a different mineral in it, and they all wanted to come up there, and I reckon just to get away from the big city.
Did the people believe in like a healing water up there, some kind of medicinal?
Well, I think they did. We had a hotel down here at China Springs, and it had a mineral in it, and the people did come to down there to get healed by this mineral water. And they still, a lot of people come by now and want to get some water out of that spring.
What was the water supposed to heal? Did you know?
Well, there was an old Indian said it would heal most anything. I don't really know. I didn't like the water myself.
Did it have a sulfury taste? Or
yeah, it was sulfur water.
Was there any other reason for people to come out this way other than the springs in this area? Did they have just relatives would have been the only other reason for them to come out this way?
Well, most at Claremont Spring, they had a big dance hall up there, and then they had a lot of dances up there at this hotel.
So you had a big turning out every Saturday night for that, or was it every Saturday night that they would have a dance?
Well, I didn't go to the dances, but they'd have them a lot of Saturday nights during the summer months.
Well, could you tell me what your family, what y'all did for entertainment back during this period of time?
Well, we had my daddy got a piano for our family, and I think that was about the only one in the community right then. Some of them had organs, but a lot of times they would come to our house and we'd have singing. We just sang. That's about the only kind of entertainment we had right then.
Would you listen to the Grand Ole Opry? I heard people talk about that, turning the radio on.
Well, didn't too many people have a radio back then, and so a lot of times they'd come and listen to Amos and Andy over the radio.
What was that about? This camp, what was Amos and Andy?
They were two comedians, black comedians, and everybody liked to listen to them.
During this period of time, President Roosevelt and the state of Alabama, were they trying to help the people that were having financial problems in any way?
Yeah, they had a WPA going, and they had a CC camp going. WPA, they work on these roads that are, you see around the mountain here. It goes from there's miles and miles of these roads that they made just by picking shovel, and they didn't have the modern day things to work on the road with.